This is the introduction to Sleepily Ever After, Bedtime Stories for Grown-Ups, edited by Zachary Seeger, read by Kate at the next chapter. The world can be a frightening place. You hear it on the news every day. You see it on your phone screen late at night in those exasperating hours when, with a heavy sigh, sleep escapes your yearning grasp. Looking for peace, calm and hope, you search for a good book to help you drift off. But most of the books you find are depressing, distressing, or just plain dull. And rightly so, it is argued. Happy endings, uplifting fictions, and tales with a clear moral resolution are for children, we are told. Life is not like that. Growing up means accepting this fact, as well as its corollary. Literature depicts life as it is, in all its depressing, distressing, dull majesty. Even so, you catch yourself longing for an earlier time when you could enjoy without a cynical scoff a story about Snow White or Sleeping Beauty. If only I could see the world with innocent eyes again, you think. If only I could thrill once more to Peter Pan's adventures and dreamily contemplate a love like Cinderella's. But those tales are too simple, you believe, and in any case, you are too mature, too sophisticated for them now. Back to the depressing, distressing and dull then, back to the troubled sleep and the frightening world. But just as the world is far less frightening than the news would have you believe, this story of literature is misleading too. Literature, like life, can be uplifting without being simplistic, illuminating without being depressing, and morally good without being deathly dull. In fact, although there are clear historical reasons why journeys into the literary heart of darkness have taken artistic precedence, most notably the triumph of literary modernism's values in universities, prize-giving organisations and other taste-making institutions, there is also a technical reason why gloomy books predominate. It is exceptionally difficult to write a successful, positive story, especially one that is resolutely aimed at adults. Proving engaging and joyful and at the same time true to life, avoiding sentimentality and fairy tale wish fulfilment while remaining credible, these are some of the toughest tests a writer can face. This is where Sleepily Ever After, Bedtime Stories for Grown-Ups comes in. Collecting together classic stories by great writers as well as delightful tales by lesser-known authors, the works in this anthology are by turns touching, upbeat, humorous and inspiring. They consistently rise to the literary challenge posed by the pleasing, positive story, and they are always and above all entertaining. From Japanese folk tales to Virginia Woolf, from Louisa May Alcott to F. Scott Fitzgerald, the stories in this volume will make you smile.